This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Volcker Rule is part of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul. It's named for former Fed Chair Paul Volcker and basically said banks can't make certain risky trades for their own book. It hasn't gone into effect yet, but regulators have been tinkering with it for years, and now it looks like the final version may be tougher than the draft. But Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains why this whole thing has been taking so long.
Once upon a time, there were two kinds of banks in the U.S. There were commercial banks, where you could take out loans and deposit money that was insured by the government to be there when you needed it. And there were investment banks,
who could be razzle-dazzle riverboat gamblers with their money because there was no backup or guarantee of their deposits.
James Brock is an economist at Miami University. He says with the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act in the 1990s, those two kinds of banks started to merge, meaning if the riverboat gambling went sour,
then the entire institution is jeopardized.
The Volcker Rule aims to put some limits back on federally insured banks in terms of their ability to take risky financial bets to make profits. But as Karen Petru of Federal Financial Analytics says, that can be complicated. Take hedging. That's a financial bet a bank will take to offset the risks that come with, say, giving out a 30-year mortgage. But since that hedge could also be used to make profits,
how do you tell the difference between a hedge that's truly a hedge and something a bank says is a hedge and in which they're actually speculating?
It's working out those kinds of questions that have taken the Volcker Rule so long to sort out. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.